This is TWiT.
Apple surprised me with a press release on November 10th. So is that a little less than a week ago? It was the day after MacBreak Weekly. They introduced Apple Business Essentials. Now, it's not out. You can do it in beta. It won't. It's not going to be officially available until next year. But it's a business plan.
This is much needed. I mean, Apple has been so far behind in
Microsoft
this area.
Microsoft offers stuff like this, of course.
100%.
One complete subscription brings together device management, 24/7 support, and cloud storage. And you pay, let me go down to the fees, because it seems fairly reasonable. If you're already an Apple house, $299 per device per month. That includes 50 gigs of iCloud. $699 per user per month gives you 3 devices and 200 gigs of storage per user. $1,299 per user per month. Give your power users a multi-device plan up to 3 devices and 2 terabytes per user of storage.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. And I don't think it really affects companies like Jamf as much, because Jamf is a lot more value add. They're the ones that they're kind of the market leader in managing this for you from Apple's, if you have an Apple platform.
Yeah, so that was my concern, is that Jamf, this would really harm Jamf. You don't think so?
I think that the issue is that we used to do this all the time when we were doing Hangouts, was that we loved training new people on Hangouts, because they would start doing their own little events. And same thing with Zoom. They start doing their own little events and they get really, then they start getting really good at it. And then they immediately hit the glass ceiling. And then they go, hey, can you help us make something more complicated? And that's what we wanted to live in. And so in the same way, I think that Jamf is in a situation where they, this is going to create a lot more people thinking about managing their fleet in a way that they haven't in the past. And then they're going to hit a wall. This is a great, for small businesses and for people getting started and everything else, this is a really, really great solution. And it's going to get a lot of people who weren't doing it to think about the next step after they get to that. And I think that's where it really sets Jamf up for success. I bet you Jamf will do better in this environment.
You're exactly right, because that's what Jamf's CEO, Dean Hager, said. He said, we welcome the opportunity. we believe this expected announcement is good news and prevents Jamf with a terrific opportunity.
Compare and contrast that to Intel's response to Apple entering the Silicon market, just to see how comfortable each of those CEOs feel.
That little life, you mean that little lifestyle company in Cupertino? You mean that one? Yeah. I mean, I'm a small business, so I understand a lot of small and medium-sized businesses don't have IT departments. They outsource their IT to managed service providers and the like. And I think getting it from the company, whether it's Microsoft with its business offerings or Google for some, I think, I don't know what we do. I think Russell just does it all on his own, or from Apple, makes a lot of sense. Put it all together.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm just saying that it's amazing that after so many years, there are always going to be these little gaps that any company has been aware of but has yet to fill in serving their customers. And at some point, either the pain point of knowing how much money they're leaving on the table by not helping and assisting these types of users, or the pain of actually introducing these features gets so low, that's when you start to do things that come down to the line of, wow, why didn't they do this before? But these things that have become these features that have become table stakes for teams, I'm glad that Apple is now making sure that they can support that directly, rather than saying, well, good luck with that.
Is this a change in strategy from Apple? They've kind of ignored business, right? They've always thought education was important, creatives and professionals were important, but
let other people run it. They've just let other people manage that, whether it's Salesforce or Jamf or other folks that like put your stuff on it, and they kind of stay out of the way. It's just that kind of lower cost, easy turnkey solution doesn't really exist. And so I think that's where I think that they're kind of putting it. I don't think they're going to try to do what Jamf does. I think they're going to try to make it just easy for people who need that. What I'm really interested to see is whether they go deeper into education. Education is going to be a big opportunity next year, and Apple, you know, when things get disrupted, and education is going through a huge disruption and will be much worse next year, it usually creates opportunity to move the market around a little bit. And Apple's key weakness is fleet management within schools, and so hopefully they'll take what they're doing here and expand.
So absolutely, explain to me. So the I understand iCloud, but what is but the most important part of this is not that it's the management. It's MDM,
right. Mobile device management.
Will Apple offer, do you think, Renee, special software to do this? Jamf does, right? You know, Jamf gives you a console.
I think what Apple's looking at, and like they've been building towards this slowly, they've been making purchases and they've been expanding what their enterprise team does over the last couple of years. And I think what they see as their current sweet spot is the small business, you know, which is like way under Jamf's radar, right under Salesforce's radar. And it's, I don't want to use the term prosumer because I think that's really used for something else, but it really is sort of like really consumer-friendly business things. Because one of the things Apple does, for example, is that they ensure that what is on your device is on your device and the business can't touch that. Like they have control over the business stuff, but it basically firewalls that out. Your apps are your apps. Your data is your data. Whoever, if you bought your own device, the company doesn't get to just take it over and make it a business device, which, you know, some of that software does in some situations. But like who paid for it basically gets the final say in who gets to control it. So there's a lot of really interesting, innovative things there, which not all businesses may like, but which I think people who are forced to, or not forced, but people in a situation where they are the ones buying it actually maintain ownership of it, I think is really interesting and something that I hope propagates throughout that business.
So you have a fleet of employees with iPhones, iPads, Macintosh computers. It lets you keep track of them, inventory them, onboard
them, deploy apps,
provision them, all of that stuff in a centralized way. That's the main use for
maintain
this.
Control over the data, delete them, recover them, everything you need to do if you're running a business with a non-trivial amount of employees.
Right. It's actually surprising Apple hasn't done this.
Yeah, particularly with the iPhone. I mean, security and privacy, it's not a trivial problem by any means to allow someone to have a business personality and a personal personality on their same personal device. But it really is the sort of thing they're going to have to crack because there are still some installations where it's like we're going to have to issue you a second phone because we can't. There's no way we can maintain, configure, and arm your phone to do the sort of business that we need a mobile app to do. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to keep two phones charged at all times. Whereas on other on the Android platform, it's still not perfect, speaking to how difficult the problem is, but at least they're making strides to giving built-in, standardized, recognizable solutions rather than hoping that third-party solutions are safe, secure, and appropriate.
Yeah, Apple's always provide the back end like MDM, but here's a picture of the front end. Which is a very Apple in its interface, and you can see that different groups have different apps, different users, different devices. You have a service and support tab. Looks pretty good, I guess. I'm not a IT guy, but I could see how you would need this. And I hope it doesn't step on Jamf's toes too much. Salesforce, fine, but I've always had a soft spot for Jamf. Jamf was like behind Apple in the early days when no one else was. So I kind of this is
different from Sherlocking, where you're saying, "Oh, why you've got this third party has developed what has become a beloved and useful and responsive standard. Why do you want to crush them by integrating this into the OS and giving them something substandard?"
Right.
But then there's this isn't like a calculator. This is here is core functionality that could make the whole platform better.
Do you think they'll bring back XServe now? Is that the next step?
I wish, but
I want the screeching server that can actually have in my office and running like files.
No, seriously, Apple Silicon would be great on a server.
In an XServe. I know people are salivating for it, Leo, but all you're getting is some side mounting rails in your Mac Pro and you're going to be happy you got those.
I guess so. Okay. Make a rackable app. You don't have to call it an XServe. Just make it rackable.
They already have that. It's called a Mac Mini. You can get two of them in a rack.
Yeah, you can put two in a rack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is the Mini 1U high? How high is it?
It's half a U. It's 1U high. And then you can get,
and then it's half
there's a variety of boxes, right. Like Sonnet makes a box that you can put a card into that is then the Mini. So it really turns it into a server at that point.
Perfect.
And so you can do that too.
Emmerich in the chat room saying Jamf doesn't give support to users directly. I presume Apple Business Essentials wouldn't either. It's really for the managed service provider, not for the end user. So this isn't any new offering for end users, Apple end users, just to be clear.